Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter, Virtues of Tahajjud Salah. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yusalli ihda asharata raka'atan ta'ni fi al-layli yasjudu sajdata min dhalika qadra ma yaqra'u ahadukum 50 ayatan qabla an yarfa'a ra'sahu wa yarka'u raka'atayni qabla salati al-fajri thumma yadtaji'u ala shiqqihi al-ayman حتى يأتيه المنادي للصلاة رواه البخاري. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to perform 11 rakats, that is at night. We explained what is 11 rakats at night. This is 3 rakats witr plus 8 rakats tahajjud gives you 11 rakats. So حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to perform 11 rakats at night. He used to remain in prostration as long as it takes one of you to recite 50 verses. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his tahajjud salat, he would remain in sajda for so long, the time it takes a person to read 50 verses of Quran. In other words, this was the sajda of the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to remain in prostration as long as it takes one of you to recite 50 verses. And then he would raise his head. He used to perform 2 rakats before the fajr salah, and then lie on his right side until a person came to call him for salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we did this before, that he would take a slight rest, and it's permissible for a person to take a rest, especially if a person has spent so much of time in tahajjud salah that now he's tired. So just to lie down for a little while, not that he falls into a deep sleep, just to lie down on the right hand side for a little while to get some strength so that he's fresh again for the faraz of Fajr Salah. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do, that he would read the Sunnah of Fajr, he would take a small rest, and then he, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, would be fresh again, and then reading the faraz of Fajr Salah. So this is one thing we learn. Another thing we learn from this hadith is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie on his right hand side. Ulama explained that one of the hikmat of lying on the right hand side is that it reminds us of the position that we are going to be in the qabr. So when we sleep also, when we lie down, we supposed to be lying on our right hand side. And one message we take home, subtle message from that position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that one day we're going to sleep on our right hand side, we're going to lie on our right hand side in the qabr. And this is the position that we are going to be. So this is a lesson for us to take, that we must also be prepared for that day when that full sleep is going to come. Allah Ta'ala make it such that it becomes a very, very beautiful sleep. But a man is thinking about that when he's lying on his right hand side. Another thing to take home from this hadith is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read 11 rakats at night. Now what this is referring to, this hadith, we can see where that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi bring it under tahajjud salah. What happens sometimes is people misunderstand. Now they say this is taraweeh. So therefore you get that one jamaat that says 8 rakats taraweeh. Where they get it from, this 8 rakats and 3 rakats. But here we see that this is referring to the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that jamaat that made taraweeh 8 rakats actually has taken these hadiths that are speaking about tahajjud salah, and they are saying that no, this is the taraweeh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, in Ramadan he wouldn't read anything extra, he would only read this 8 rakats of tahajjud and 3 rakats witr. So therefore that is a misunderstanding that they have, and they claim that taraweeh is 8 rakats. So just to understand where those people that are claiming that taraweeh is 8 rakats, this is how they have understood it, and incorrectly. Here we can see that this is referring to the Mubarak tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in his tahajjud, we should have daily, on a daily basis, this is how he would make sajda. He would cry to Allah Ta'ala, he would besiege and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll do one more hadith which has a similar meaning of this hadith that we did. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت ما كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزيد في رمضان ولا في غيره على إحدى عشرة ركعة يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي أربعا فلا تسأل عن حسنهن وطولهن ثم يصلي ثلاثا فقلت يا رسول الله أتنام قبل أن توتر فقال يا عائشة إن عيني تنامان ولا ينام قلبي متفق عليه. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not perform more than 11 rakats during Ramadan or any other month. So this hadith, listen to this first part, then you'll understand where some of the people get confused. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not perform more than 11 rakats during Ramadan or any other month. During Ramadan or any other month, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't perform more than 11 rakats. This is referring to tahajjud salah. So there's a very clear distinction between the tahajjud salah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his taraweeh. So this is what she is speaking about. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not perform more than 11 rakats during Ramadan or any other month. He would perform 4 rakats. So here, one other thing we learn from this hadith is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would perform 4 rakats. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, do not even ask about the beauty and length. So 11 rakats, but here we see 4 rakats, in other words, in fours. The other day we had a discussion, that should a person read his rakats in units of 2, or should he read it in units of 4? We said that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says that at night it's better to read it in units of 4. Sahibain, as an Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, 2 students say no, in units of 2. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi bases his proof that it's more better to read in units of 4. Look at this hadith that we're doing today. That Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform in units of 4. He would perform 4 rakats. And then she says, they do not even ask about the beauty and the length. Don't even ask about the beauty and the length. In other words, sometimes when you want to give an expression of how beautiful and how long the salah was, we'll say, don't even ask about it. In other words, it's something else. So the beauty of the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the length of the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was something else. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Sometimes our tahajjud also is just hit and run, and that is if we are reading. But look at the beauty, the length, the importance that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give to her, to tahajjud. So she says, don't even ask about the beauty and the length. And then she says, he would then perform 3 rakats. What is this 3 rakats? Witr salah. I asked, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you sleep before performing witr salah? He replied, oh Aisha, my eyes sleep, but my heart does not sleep. My eyes sleep, but my heart does not sleep. Ulama explain that the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes his eyes would close, his eyes would sleep, but the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala had made it such that the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a speciality of the messengers, of the Anbiya alayhimu salam, that after sleeping also the wudu would not be nullified, because of that constant communication of the heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was a speciality. We can't claim that we got that, we can sleep and our wuzu doesn't break. We are not in that level, we are not in that league. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Just few points on tahajjud and taraweeh, which is good to understand under this hadith so we don't confuse the two. Tahajjud consists of only 8 to 12 rakats, whilst taraweeh consists of 20 rakats. 20 rakats of taraweeh has been established practice in both the harams from that time of Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif. Since the era of Sahaba, since the era of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, taraweeh is emphasized sunnah while tahajjud is mustahab. Taraweeh is only performed in the month of Ramadan, while tahajjud is performed throughout the year. Throughout the year, tahajjud is performed. However, taraweeh is performed in Jamaat and is performed only in the month of Ramadan. Taraweeh is performed in the earlier portion of the night, while tahajjud is performed in the latter portion of the night. That is the distinction between taraweeh salah and tahajjud salah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and bringing this into our lives, that we keep the taraweeh going 20 rakats, and then we read also the tahajjud salah and we continue with it. Until recently in the Haramain, you'd find that they would have 20 rakat salah, and then they would even read the last 10 nights of Ramadan. They would have the Salatul Layl, the tahajjud salah. Allah Ta'ala forgive and protect. So much of fitnas and fasad that is coming. Now they cut down the 20 rakats taraweeh to 10 rakats. Something that was a practice from the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. In other words, taraweeh was established, but not in the formal sense where everyone came together. It was done individually in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but everyone coming together as one jamaat and performing it, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu established. And may Allah Ta'ala reward him. If it wasn't like that, the way he established it, with the consent of all the sahaba and no objection, then what would have happened to us? We would have got lazy, where we would have made a khatam of Quran Sharif, where we would have read Tarawih. So from that time right up till now, it continued that practice. This was a very, very great practice from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, until very recently, where now they abrogated it and changed it to 10 rakats. So it is a sad indictment. So even those people that are going for Umrah, it's very, very important that they read that other 10 rakat salah, so that they don't miss out on a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnah of 20 rakats tarawih. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.